Welcome to Redwood Community Radio's special series celebrating Women's History Month. Throughout history, women have led, innovated, and broken barriers in every field, often against the odds. Let's dive into their stories and celebrate their achievements.
Sojourner Truth was born a slave in the early 1800s named Isabella. She was owned by and eventually emancipated herself from the Dumont family in the state of New York, at which time she took on the free and soulful name Sojourner Truth. She was exactly that, a missionary of truth and the word of God as she understood it. She became renowned as an abolitionist and also as a feminist. She was a voice for the rights and inherent dignities of all people, men and women alike. She helped inch us, as a collective, towards what was and always will be our birthright. Chillin', I talks to God, and God talks to me. I've been asked to speak about the rights of us women's. Everyone's fussin' these days about a Negro man getting the rights he done been aching for all them ages of turmoil and agony. But I ask God, where's dare talk of women in this here bustle and calamity? I ain't here to whisper about the rights of us female folk. I once listened to a man say to an o'ercrowded hall that if God had desired the equality of women, he would have done sent a woman instead of Christ. You women, he says, making grave errors, demanding rights you ain't deserving of. You's weak, he says, and needs man's helping to get through the streets and into carriages. Sure, he went on with his nonsense until he'd done finished and was all full of and satisfied with himself. And so right about then's, I stand up and I tell the folk there that I ain't never been helped in no carriage. And as a woman, I done toiled and done been puts to labor mid my own sweat and blood and tears, and ain't I, enduring all that, ain't I a woman? I told him that man. And I reminded him, also, that Jesus was born of God and a woman. Now, y'all know that men had nothing to do with him.
These women's stories remind us that courage, resilience, and vision can transform the world. Keep celebrating, keep learning, and keep lifting each other up, because history is still being written.